Well, shall we walk in?
Sure. Can you feel yourself going back in time as you walk?
I'm not feeling any younger.
Oh, there's a nice viewpoint.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, I think every time I come here, it's like the first time.
Would you mind introducing yourself?
Oh, yeah. My name is Wayne Ranney, and I'm a geologist, author, and trail guide here in northern Arizona. And I've been living at the Grand Canyon area for 37 years.
What keeps you coming back?
Well, I think what keeps me coming back to the Grand Canyon, even as a world-class landform that just about anybody on the planet can recognize for what it is, we still don't fully know how or when it formed. And for me, as a geologist, I keep wanting to understand the Grand Canyon, knowing that it's in some ways unknowable. And all of the erosion that's gone on here has helped to keep it in its mysterious state. The erosion takes away the evidence for how it could have formed. And so, in some ways, the grander the canyon gets, the less we can know about it, because there's less things on the landscape to study.
I'm Sabrina Rosa from Belgium.
My name is Martijn Bruinsma from the Netherlands.
There
we go. You speak English better than me, I
That's
guess.
That's not true. What do you think about when you look at it?
I think about how small we are, I guess. Just how you know, my life just a few years, and this has been around for millions of years, and just, you know.
It looks amazing, and yeah, definitely makes me feel small as well. Gives me lots of inspiration, I guess, about life.
The debate that is going on amongst geologists, it could be as old as 70 million years or as young as 5 or 6 million years. And you think, for something as well-regarded and well-known as the Grand Canyon, why these range of ages? Why can't we pinpoint it anymore? And it just speaks volumes to the many different processes that have been acting to create it. And so I kind of liken this story of how old the Grand Canyon might be to the parable of the six blind men who are describing the elephant. And one of them is touching the trunk and describing that. Another is touching the tusks. And each blind man is describing a certain part of that elephant. They're not incorrect in their description, but what we can say is they're incomplete in their description. And based on what part of the Grand Canyon's history you want to highlight, or any researcher might want to highlight, they could come up with a story that shows it to be a young feature, which would be the 6-million-year-old date, or an old feature, which would be the 70-million-year-old date.
Do you think we'll ever solve the mystery of the Grand Canyon, that we'll ever find the truth with a capital T?
Gosh, I hope not, because living with this mystery in many ways has just been such an exciting ride. I don't think there's going to be any gravel or other deposit that's going to be found. I mean, we've been studying this for 150 years. Hundreds of geologists have scoured the landscape. But if I were a betting man, what I would say is that we're going to find evidence that the Grand Canyon is old and is young. It just depends which part of the equation you want to emphasize.
Kind of back to the elephant.
Yeah, kind of back to the elephant.